The Power of Hankel.
To our new listeners, welcome, and to our returning guests, welcome back. I'm your host, Laura, and happy to be joining you today. On this episode of The Power of Hankel, we're going to discuss the topic of structural bonding and talk about why adhesives are such an important component of modern product assembly. Rob Dunkel, who is a Hankel senior scientific principal, is a very knowledgeable application engineer who's worked with structural adhesives for over 30 years, and we're happy to have him. Rob, thank you for joining the podcast today and sharing your insights with us.
Always good to assist, Laura.
Great. So structural bonding adhesives, I mean, simply as the name implies, I mean, they're materials that join parts or components so that the structure is held together very reliably for its life. And the way I think about them, not being a chemist, is that they're just simply a replacement to common mechanical joining components. So instead of like a screw or a clip or something, you would use an adhesive. And as products become more functional and components are smaller, parts are thinner and more dense, that's really, really important.
Yeah, you've got it exactly right, Laura. I mean, in the last few years, we've seen a dramatic increase in the use of adhesives as replacements for mechanical bonding. There's a lot of things that go behind this. Size constraints are one, as you point out, and there are other factors where adhesives have a distinct advantage, such as weight, adaptability to different surfaces, automation for higher volumes, different regulatory requirements, etc.
Yeah, all very, very important things to consider. And when we talk about the industrial and power space specifically, which is where you're focused, the primary, but it's not only, of course, but certainly most prevalent application for structural bonding adhesives is electric motors. And electric motors are absolutely everywhere in industrial. So you find them in conveyor systems and manufacturing operations, air handling systems, for example, anything that uses a pump, really any manufacturing line where you're building things and you're moving parts from one station to another, and then you're assembling those parts, there'll be electric motors absolutely everywhere throughout the line, correct?
You're absolutely right on that. In a manufacturing plant, you're always moving materials or fluids, anything, because it's a process. You're taking something in one end, taking out the other. So there's all kinds of applications where you have pumps, which have to be driven by motors. And even if you think about the many, many appliances in your home, which are all manufactured, they have the motors, heating, ventilation, vacuums, lawn equipment. Everything has an electric motor in it because you're trying to do something that just makes your life easier by supplying a lot of the mechanical energy, which always pretty much boils down to electric motors. Like everything else, consumers and plant operators always want their products to run reliably, day in, day out, and in many cases, must be lighter just because there's more regulatory in terms of how much people are allowed to carry. But even as a consumer, you know, if the product does what you want and it weighs less, it just makes it a lot easier and less stressful on you.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, as a consumer, you know, we don't really think about those things. We just expect it to work. We don't really think about how all these motors, you know, are driving everything. And the internal workings of an electric motor, you know, which works in a circular motion, there's basically, you know, some core parts, which are the rotor, the stator, the coils, the magnets, and then, of course, the housing that encompasses all that. So how and where are bonding adhesives used in electric motors, and how are they helping to make them more efficient?
Yeah, you're accurate in your description. The basic concept in an electric motor of the electrical and the mechanical components, they've really been in use for a century. You can look at historical things and say, boy, those are kind of the similar sort of things. But what's changed is the employment of motors. Designs have continued to push the what I call the holy trinity of manufacturing. You want it lighter, You want it more powerful and you want it less costly. In the past, there was a lot, you know, there were electric motors, but, you know, if they were made out of cast iron, you weren't carrying them around very much.
Mm-hmm.
Lower cost always leads to more applications because it's less costly. You can afford to put it in more things and it drives volumes. You know, if you think about even something as simple as a car, power windows used to be an option. Today, try and find one that doesn't have it. So, you know, there's a bunch of motors that just because the cost has come down, it's possible to include things. So motor employment has risen exponentially over the last couple of decades. And, you know, the one thing we'll say is, you know, I started off as a mechanical engineer, and a mechanical engineer remarkably tries to solve things mechanically is the very first approach. Like, it's like, God, of course I can design something to do it. But the big challenge behind that is a process that's simple for a human is often extremely complicated to automate. And designs that use adhesives work in automation better. So it's much easier if you're, you know, it's one thing if you're making one part, but if you suddenly say, I need to make a million parts, suddenly you go, oh my gosh, how am I going to scale that? And that's where adhesives really come in.
Right.
And really in the quest for efficiency and lightness, new materials are being introduced as well. Adhesives have no issue with this. You bond nylon to magnesium, you bond steel to aluminum, you bond plastic to metal. You kind of go, these are things for an adhesive are nothing. But if when you have mechanical joining, it's often a lot more challenging to do it. You know, when old school processes like welding, that was great. As long as you're making steel to go to steel. It doesn't really work if you try and weld steel to aluminum. So, you know, the hidden benefit of adhesives, too, is you get a very big spread of the load, making it possible you can actually make the components lighter because you've spread the load. You don't need as heavy a structure. And that's, you know, back to what I talked about earlier, lighter, faster, better. And, you know, if you think about how battery operation is these days, you used to laugh at tools that were battery operated. Now you go, they're completely the standard. So lower mass really assists.
Yeah, those are all excellent points. And I think, you know, some people have in their mind, well, a screw or, you know, some sort of really tough mechanical joining to them just sounds more durable. So I guess the other question when it comes to adhesives is really reliability and longevity. I mean, do they last as long as these other kinds of joining systems? And would you put adhesives in the same class as screws or clips or something in terms of their durability and lifetime?
That's a great question. And, you know, part of it is that people can see a mechanical part, so they assume that it's still working. And that's actually a mistake, because what can happen typically is, say you use a nut and a bolt to put something together. It's nice you got the nut and the bolt, but the function of it is to squeeze the two parts together. And what happens often, people go, well, yeah, the nut vibrated loose. So from what you designed it and wanted to do, its goal was to hold things together. If it loosened, you say, yeah, but it didn't fall apart yet. And it's like, well, yeah, but the function it actually needed to be clamped, or you would not have used it in the first place. Adhesives don't tend to relax that way. An adhesive, it's glued, it's pretty much glued. And, you know, there's always things people will debate either way, but mechanical systems do fail, but you'll just see the parts afterwards. So you go, okay, but it doesn't really do what it's needed. So for us in the industry, the biggest challenge we ever had was people go through school and adhesive is not typically taught in engineering school designs. There's more of it coming in now. But, you know, when you go in there, they go, well, this is how you weld. This is how you screw things together. And you go, that's not really what's going on. So it depends if the curriculums are catching up as much as needed. You know, to give an example, when you talk about reliability, one of your key points there, when you fly on a new plane that's composite, which is, I'll say, almost any new plane built today, the wings, the fuselage, the control surfaces, they're completely structurally bonded with no mechanical fasteners whatsoever. They do not use rivets. They're gone. And, you know, you think you're traveling at 600 miles an hour, extremely high in the sky, you are completely in an adhesively bonded structure. So, but to pull it back, because we're talking about electric motors, Magnet bonding has been a very standard practice for over three decades now and considered much, much more reliable than the mechanical clips that formerly were used to hold the magnets in place. Adhesives, when I talk to the engineers, they say, well, if we bond the magnets in, they are expected to never, ever fail. The motor will eventually fail, which is very common if you ever had to replace a furnace motor or other things. The chances of it being the magnet that caused the failure and that was bonded in, extremely unlikely.
So would you say that what percentage of magnets, are they're all pretty much bonded with adhesives now, or are there still some that use mechanical bonding?
With magnets, it's extremely common to use it, but I'll say the magnet isn't a very critical application, but there's so many motor designs out there. Some use permanent magnets, some use electromagnets, and electromagnet sounds good, but you go, essentially that's wire where you've electrically created the magnetic field. So when you scale it back to permanent magnets, it's the standard practice in industry to actually bond them in. And with all these things, there's always more increasingly complex designs, and that's why one of the things that you need different types of chemistries. And that's one thing Henkel's extremely strong on. We have a lot of different technologies so we can figure out what's the best way to do it. And some newer designs like internal permanent magnets or IPM motors are more common. And there's different ways you would actually do it to handle the vibration, impact, and the other characteristics you need.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things to consider. I mean, as you referenced, vibration, noise reduction, I mean, how long this is expected to last. And as you said, the magnets are expected to never fail. So you would assume the adhesives have to do the same. Temperature resistance, because these things get super, super hot a lot of times in application. So it's a lot to keep in mind. And so it's not, you know, there's not really, when it comes to adhesives, as we know, there's not a one size fits all. So it depends on, as you referenced earlier, the materials that you're bonding together, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, and having worked with Henkel, I mean, that's, you know, really the expertise is there's multiple different chemistries, a lot of different ways you can go, and understanding really in depth the application and what's best for its end use is really the critical expertise that Henkel brings to the table.
Absolutely. You're very insightful on this, is the manufacturing considerations. As I started early on saying, when you mechanically design something, you can design it manually to put it together. But where Henkel's really focused is we work with manufacturers who are making large volumes. And it's a question of how do you make an incredibly large amount of these very repeatably with very low failure, and our ability to select the different chemistries that exist allow us to really kind of optimize each application. It works for one, doesn't work for the other. There's not one material that can actually do everything. There's different things involved in it. And then we ask questions like, how many are you making? Because somebody's making 10, I go, okay, I have one approach. If someone's making 1,000, I have a different. Someone says they're making 10 million, everything comes into it. So it's not just the product, but it's the process that we look at for it.
Right. And we won't get into it here, but it's, you know, it's not just necessarily the bonding piece, but as, you know, we talked about earlier, I mean, these in application can get very, very hot. So the other piece of this is all the other materials that might come into play, like thermal control or, you know, other types of adhesives that might be used in a motor application. So it's very comprehensive, the offer.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Rob. I mean, this is a topic that has a lot more elements to it than we've covered here today, but I think it certainly highlights, you know, the considerations that someone needs to have in designing, assembling, producing thousands and thousands of motors. And we appreciate your insights and you taking the time to chat with us today.
That's been my pleasure.
And thanks to all our listeners as well for joining the Power of Henkel again. If you want to know more or read about some specific use cases for electric motor solutions, check out Henkel's website. You can go to www.henkel-adhesives.com and then go to industrial manufacturing under the industries tab, and you'll find a wealth of information there. So check it out and feel free to message Henkel if you have any questions.
The power of Henkel.